Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was so talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
UB40 had their first UK number one single back on this day in 1983 with Red Red Wine, taken from their album Labour of Love. The song was a cover of a 1968 Neil Diamond hit song. Lead singer, Ali Campbell.
We started UB40 28 years ago. My mission was to promote reggae. We are a worldwide sort of sound, you know. I was always a lead singer with UB40, and of course I wrote all the melodies, you know. Basically 24 albums I wrote the tunes for.
Justin Timberlake featuring Timbaland was at the number one spot on the UK singles chart on this day in 2006 with Sexy Back.
Originally, I didn't think that was actually going to be the name of the song, and it's become this weird stigma that follows me everywhere. Literally, people on the street are like, hey, bringing Sexy back. It's just a weird thing.
Dirty babe, you see these shackles, baby, on this slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave. It's just that no one makes me feel this way.
And it was a year ago today that Sir Elton John featured on a new set of Royal Mail stamps in the UK to celebrate his contribution to music. The singer-songwriter became only the second individual music artist to be given such an honour, after David Bowie was featured on a set in 2017.
The singer-songwriter, who was born in Pinner, is the only living solo music artist to appear on a set of stamps.
And turning 47 today, Jennifer Page, US singer. She had the 1998 UK number 4 single, Crush.
I'm from a small town in Georgia, and I hadn't really traveled a ton. So for me, it was like such an introduction to the world. I had been singing since I was a little kid, so that part was not as new, but the traveling part and, you know, even coming to Australia in the past and all that, just so amazing and mind-blowing, truly.
And that is Today in Music for Thursday, the 3rd of September, Mix 104.9.